You think you can walk like that? You know, that's how an Egyptian walks, by the way. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an English mom. Whoa! You don't have to, you're not going to take me out or anything, are you? Hit him with the word. That's right, she said. All right, she hits you with her. Sit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, as we get into the word, as Dusty has so well illustrated for us this morning, what the Lord is speaking to my heart about and wants to speak to us about today is just not talking the talk, but walking the walk. You know, one of the things I remember as a kid, we used to use walkie-talkies. Amen? And the Lord says that our walk should match our talk. Sometimes we talk a big game, but we're not walking the walk. And so he gives us instructions in Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul, as he's writing to the church in Ephesus. He says in verse number 1, he says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." So when we're looking at our walk as children of God, we're walking as Christ walked. And this is a sacrificial walk. This is loving people when they don't deserve to be loved. This is loving people that offend you and do you wrong. This is something that can only be done through Christ's strength. We can't do it in our own power and our own strength, because truly, all of us have flesh. And so today, look with me in Colossians chapter 1 for our message this morning. And we'll see what the Lord wants to say to each and every one of us here today. The Apostle Paul was praying for the church at Colossus. Understand, when he's praying for the church, he's praying for you and I, because we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Just because this church was located in Colossus, he is writing this letter also to the Church of Greatest Freedom Ministries. You're here today, and the Lord is speaking this word to you and I. And the Word of God says in verse 9, he says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." Can I get the PowerPoint up there, please? "And to desire that you may be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and well pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience with long suffering and joyfulness." The title of this morning's message is "Aim to Claim." Now, how many would like to have all the promises of God? Amen? So when we're aiming to claim the promises of God. And today I want to share three things with you. When we walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, is where we're focusing today. So we're aiming first to please him. As we're walking worthy of the Lord, we're walking when we aim to please. We're aiming to produce. Amen? Increasing. No. Abounding in the fruit. And then we also are aiming to progress. Progress. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Now let me say this to you. This is a thought I want to get into your hearts today so you can follow what the Lord's saying today. You never will hit what you don't aim at. Hello? If you're not aiming at something, you're not going to hit it. So if you're not aiming to please the Lord, you're not going to please the Lord. If you're not aiming to produce fruit, you're not going to produce fruit. If you're not aiming to progress in the knowledge of the Lord, you're not going to grow in the things of the Lord. In other words, we're going to hit whatever we aim at. So let's lift the word and let's make a declaration here today together. Can you repeat after me? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life and everyone that's gathered in this place today. Now, Father God, I pray, Lord, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Father God, and when all is said and done, all glory and honor will be unto you. So we say, Lord, have your way here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So first he says to us in the text today that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. In other words, we are walking worthy of the Lord when we aim to please him. Look at your neighbor and say, when we aim to please him. So first, if you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. Amen. And he says in verse 1, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Now, wait a minute. You would abound more and more. You'd abound more in blessings, and you abound more in being a blesser. Okay? In other words, God doesn't give us anything just for us. I think that what the Lord put in my heart and this word is not just for me, but it's for you. And it's not just for you, it's for whoever hearing is going to hear it on the website today, okay? That this word is going out and God's going to accomplish something in and through his word. Amen? So many times in life, we find ourselves wanting to please people. Hello? We find ourselves wanting to please ourselves. And we leave God out of the formula. But he says to you and I, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto him. So there's a call for us to aim to please him. In Proverbs chapter 16, Solomon says this, in verse number 7. He says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen? So when I'm pleasing the Lord, I'm blessed, okay? You know, so we're looking at this. We've got to aim to do this because if we're not aiming for it, we're not going to hit it. Hello? His word tells us also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 16. He said, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. In other words, not only just being a do-gooder, but communicating good. Being a communicator to others. You're welcome. We have different temperatures for different people in here. So I try to. This is the warm section, so if you get cold, I suggest you sit in this section here because there's no air conditioning on this section. This section has the fan, so you're going to find the fan air really flowing down in you here, and this is a section that's just air conditioning running, so this is the cooler area, and that's because you guys are so cool, all right? Where was I? Oh, yeah, we're aiming to please God. We're aiming to please. Remember, we're not going to hit what we don't aim at. I love what the Apostle Paul said to Philemon, in Philemon verse number 6. He says that the communication of your faith may become effectual or become effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? So in other words, our communication, we're being walkie-talkies, okay? We're not just talking the game, we're walking the game. And we're loving people, and we're letting the love of Christ flow through our lives. And when we do that, we're pleasing God. Amen? I don't know about you, but everything I do in my life, I want to please the Lord. Amen? I don't know about you, each and every one of you here, but the Lord has been really good to me. Hello? I mean, he's been really good to me. Amen? So I'm aiming to please him. He says that we may walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing. Secondly, he says this in our text today in Colossians 1:10, being fruitful in every good work. Being fruitful, and I have this as aiming to produce, to produce. And Jesus told you and I in John chapter 15, verse number 16. The Word of God says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Wrong way. I'm a weatherman in the natural and the spiritual. You see, God sets the atmosphere. He sets it up. Things were a little bit different today. JM was in Minnesota at a conference, and we had pod worship, but it's still worship. You know, nothing should be able to steal our praise and our worship, because if anything steals our praise and worship, we made it about us and not about him. Amen? Amen. We get so used to doing something a certain way, we miss when God wants to do something differently. Amen? Amen? And I believe that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I believe you're called according to God's purpose, and God wants to do something in every heart and every life of everyone in the room. God wants you to understand today, like Jesus said in John 15, 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Look at the one next to you and say, God chose you. And ordained you. That's an appointment, okay? It's a decree, amen, that God made upon your life. God has chosen, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, amen, we're producing, and that your fruit may remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. If you get a hold of that in a minute, when I'm producing, I'm in the receptive mood. In other words, when I'm bringing forth fruit and the fruit's remaining, when I'm asking God, all of a sudden the windows of heaven are open and favor of God just rolls and flows down on your life. Amen? I don't know about you, but you can't outgive God. God gave his very best on the cross of Calvary. Amen? And what is he saying to you and I? You will only hit what you aim at. And you aim to please him. If you're aiming to please the Lord, then you're aiming to produce. Amen? Hello? Hello? Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse number 8. The Apostle Paul writing to the church at Corinth. In verse 8, he said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Producing. As it is written, he have dispersed abroad, he have given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Amen? In other words, as we're producing, as we're letting our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen? So he says that as we walk in worthy of the Lord and all pleased and being fruitful in every good work. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a do-gooder. I've been a do-gooder, and the Lord says to me, son, you've been a do-gooder, but whoa, missed my seat. Yeah, he said, you've been a do-gooder, but I want you to do better. In other words, God is saying to each and every one of us, can we do a little better at being a do-gooder? But can we be a do-gooder a little bit better? Amen? Amen? Again, given it shall be good, given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Amen? And this is not only in blessing and goodness and kindness, but it's blessing and giving. Give to the needy, give to the poor. Amen? You can't outgive God. He'll bless you. The Apostle Paul writes to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6. He says this. In verse number 17, he says, charge them that are rich in the world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Amen? That's when our communication of our faith becomes effectual. Amen? We're speaking about this. James gives us, sums this up in James chapter 2, this point of being, aiming to produce. In verse number 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and have not works, can faith save him? Now, we're all children of faith. And what James is saying here, if there is an action moved to with our faith, if there is an action with our faith, it's just dead. He says in verse 17, he says this, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. So what is he saying to you and I today? He says we'll walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God. When we aim to please him, when we aim to produce fruit, and thirdly, when we aim to progress. He says, growing in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. No one has arrived yet. The Word of God tells us to study to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. 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 So we're ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. So there's a count, we have to aim to grow. How do we grow? Well, we have Wednesday nights here, Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday nights. It's a verse-verse Bible study that we do. We have Sunday nights at 6 o'clock up my house. We have a Bible study or study for new believers, helping them grow in the things of the Lord. We have the Sunday morning service. There's many ways to continue to grow. Amen? In other words, the more we grow, the more victorious we become. So if our faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the more word we get inside of us, the more faith increases that we may overcome the adversary. Amen? He isn't going to give up on you, but neither is the Lord. The Lord's called you for such a time as now, and he's anointed you and appointed you, amen, and has given you everything you need to be successful, but it's up to us whether we take advantage of these things or not. So the third thing I'm looking at is we're aiming to progress. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14, it says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You know, the word of God tells you and I this. It says for us to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Amen. But when you were a baby, you drank milk. But when you begin to grow up, milk wasn't good enough to supply your need. And there's some that are just trying to live on the milk of the word, and they're not getting into the meat of the word, and their spiritual man isn't strengthened by and power and might because they haven't fed themselves the meat of the word. In other words, we have to grow up. When I grew up, I put away some childish things. Amen. That doesn't mean you can't act like a kid. I'm a kid. I'm a big kid. Amen. But in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 17, the word of God says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. There doesn't seem to be working. Anybody warm? Everybody comfortable? Who's warm? Who's cold? It's normal then. Let me go back here. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who will believe according to the working of his mighty power. Amen. So he tells us, Peter ends his letter in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18. He says this. He says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in grace. When we grow in knowledge of the Lord, we grow in grace.
That's right.
What grace is the unmerited favor of the Lord. When the Lord found you, he found you by grace, with the unmerited favor of the Lord. And with others, and you're ministering to others, you need to allow that same unmerited favor to flow through to others that came to you and I. Amen. God loved us so much, God loves everyone. And he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. But when we grow in grace and we grow in the knowledge of the Lord, we have then to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So we're looking at our text today. We're walking worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, unto pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Well, how do I do this as a child of God? We'll go back to our text back in Colossians chapter 1, verse number 11. We can do this when we are strengthened, verse 11, with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen? In other words, when we put the word to practice, it works. Amen? It works. And the problem is, we're trying to deal with ourselves. We want to do things in our own way. And even though it's not successful, and even though it doesn't work, we're stubborn. Is anybody in the room stubborn? She's stubborn so much she stood up. So what is the Lord saying to us in closing today? He is saying to you and I simply this. You know, if we're going to walk worthy of the Lord, we're going to walk worthy of him when we aim to please him, when we aim to produce, when we aim to progress, remembering that we'll never hit what we do not aim at. And we aim to profit. Amen? And Proverbs chapter 14, listen to what the Spirit of God says. In verse 23, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to poverty. In other words, if there's no action with our words, amen, he makes it simple. Hey, there's benefit. He sent the word today for our benefit. Amen? So in closing today, what is he calling us to do? One, he's calling us to aim to please him, to aim to produce, and to aim to progress. And when we do these things, we will profit when we put his word to action. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone gathered in this room. Father, I thank you, Father God, that no one comes to the Father but by the Son. And no one comes to the Son except the Father draws him. Father, I pray that you draw us closer today to you than we were when we came. Father, we're not here questioning anyone's faith. Each and every one of us love you. And I thank you for the call of God that's on every heart and every life and that's in this room. Before I continue to close today. Maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Or maybe one time that you knew him, but you drifted away and you're not at that place that you know you should be. And you feel the Lord tugging on your heart today. Would you respond to him and say, Pastor, that's me? Would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Pastor, I'm not at that place I need to be. Would you? I need the Lord. Is there anyone else? Father, I thank you, Father God, for that you're the searcher of every heart and every life, Father God. And I thank you for the Father God that the call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. So before I continue this service any further, I'm going to ask you to, he said, if you confess me before man, I will confess you before the Father. If you raise your hand, would you just please stand up and come and meet me in here in the front? He says, if you will not confess me in here, you surely won't confess me out there. Would you please come? Would you please come? With every head bowed and eyes still closed. Father, I thank you for these two hearts, Father God. I thank you for the hearts that are even in the congregation that maybe some just didn't have boldness to stand up or even raise their hand. So, Lord, as we pray this prayer today, we're praying to you. Man can't save anyone. It's only you. So, Father God, as they pray this prayer today, Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you'll not only hear it, but that you will enter them in a special and a new way today. Just pray with me. Say, Dear Jesus, and the congregation too, Dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me my sins. Help me, Lord, to sin no longer. Strengthen me and your power and your might. And I'll never cease to give you all the praise.